Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to a Tuesday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone, and boy, do we have some interesting discussion coming your way today. Our first guest today is going to be Gretchen Vorbeck. She is here on behalf of the We Value Our Teachers Foundation, and not a minute too soon, because in this area, we are always so supportive of the military and our first responders. We have wonderful organizations devoted to raising money to help our police, our firefighters, our retired military people. But where are the teachers? We don't get a whole lot of help outside the paycheck for them, and an awful lot of them need it. That's why they've been marching on Phoenix and Red for Ed, things like this. So we'll be talking to Gretchen about why we value our teachers and how you can help show that value. And then at the bottom of the hour, we will have our buddy, the guitarist and music instructor, Drew Hall, in the studio with his guitar. So that'll be a musical segue for us. Want to let you know about new movies opening this weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. They include Men in Black International. That's, I believe, the third installment in the Men in Black series. Also, The Dead Don't Die. That's kind of an impish hipster black comedy, a combination kind of Twin Peaks meets The Walking Dead. It stars Bill Murray and Adam Driver, with Tilda Swinton as a samurai sword-wielding coroner. So, if you're in the mood for something really freaky, that sounds like your choice. The Dead Don't Lie. Also opening this weekend at the Harkins 14, Late Night. This is a comedy a lot of critics are really raving about. It stars Emma Thompson, the wonderful British actress, as a kind of a dinosaur in the field. She is a female late-night talk show host, which doesn't exist really for any major networks. But she's been on the job a long time. She's getting stale. She's tired of television. Plus, there's been some complaints that there are no women on her writing staff. So she hires Mindy Kaling to be the only female on that writing staff. Talk about a glass ceiling. So that could be a really good one late night. Also at the Harkins 6 in Sedona, they will be opening Friday with Men in Black International and Late Night. So that's your movie catch-up for the Harkins 14 and Sedona coming up this weekend. You know, this is Tuesday, of course. That means Tuesday Night Classics, and boy, do we have a choice tonight at both of those theaters. We have at 7 o'clock your choice of either the Cary Grant Classic, with directed by Alfred Hitchcock, North by Northwest with James Mason, Ava Marie Saint, Martin Landau, Edward Platt. I mean, what a wonderful movie. Very suspenseful. Also at 7 o'clock, The Shining. This is a 4K restoration of the 1980 Stephen King novel brought to the screen by the great Stanley Kubrick. And coming up later in the show today, after we talk to Drew Hall, I'm going to read you some of the trivia and some of the details behind the filming of those two classic movies you'll want to know about before you see the movies on the big screen tonight at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. So stay tuned. We're going to talk about teachers and how you can help with Gretchen Vorbeck coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley in Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphyspresscott.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as our regular listeners know, I love having educators on the show. I learn so much from them. We value them so much. However, in this state, the state legislature has not been too kind to teachers over the years. And that is why we have the existence of the We Value Our Teachers Foundation. Gretchen Vorbeck is here to talk about that. Gretchen, tell us about how We Value Our Teachers Foundation got started.
Well, I was walking down an aisle in the grocery store, and I saw a woman standing looking at the toilet paper, and she had a half gallon of milk in her arm, and she was weeping. And I went up to her and I asked if I could help her in some way, and she said, "I'm a teacher. I'm having to decide between buying toilet paper and milk for myself and my child. How can I explain to my innocent child she can't have milk?" And so she handed me the milk, and she fled the store because by then she was weeping so much.
Oh.
And so I was standing there looking at the toilet paper with her milk, and I just felt so much for her because I felt like she didn't have hope, that it was just drained from her,
mm-hmm.
and that it was so sad because it was like she was doing her destiny work,
mm-hmm.
but she had no control over her life force. I mean, it was like she had her hope drained out. So I went home, I sat on my sofa, and I just got the idea to do a foundation. So I started the foundation in Sedona,
mm-hmm.
but I decided I needed like a real town, you know, like a well-balanced, well, not that Sedona's not well-balanced, but, you know, more than a tourist town.
Sure, and sure.
So I came here, and I'm really excited because we're, you know, finally getting underway. It's taken a long time because since I came here, I didn't really know that many people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like connecting into the community. And one thing I think is so wonderful, I found that there are so many people in this area that care about education. and the different nonprofits, the different political action that's mm-hmm. going on. And so what We Value Our Teachers Foundation isn't competing with any of that at all. Our piece of the pie is to almost provide crisis intervention for the teachers so they know that there's hope on mm-hmm. the horizon. And so we're going to be providing grocery gift cards to teachers until they receive the pay raise they deserve.
Oh, what a wonderful cause. My
yeah.
goodness. You know, I can certainly identify with what you were talking about with the teacher having to make a choice between milk or toilet paper. My regular listeners know that several years ago, I was moonlighting as a server in a restaurant, and one of my coworkers was a teacher. And she came back into the kitchen one night in tears, said she couldn't go back out on the floor. I said, how come? She said, because one of my students is out there with his mother and father, and I don't want them to know that I'm waiting tables. I'm his teacher.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, you know, what a place to put yourself into. And, you know, teachers really shouldn't need to hold down second jobs
no.
because you've got an awful lot of work out of the classroom, too, as anybody who has taught knows. And just that hit me like a ton of bricks. And what gets me sometimes, you said there are so many people in this area who are so supportive of education. Thank God for them. Because every once in a while, I'll see a letter to the editor in the Daily Courier from somebody saying, well, I don't have kids in school. I don't want my taxes going to support public schools. Well, how does he think his home is so well valued? It's because public schools that are good schools like ours here keep your property values up, don't they?
Yes.
They go a long way not only toward maintaining property values, but who would want to live in a place with lousy schools?
Exactly.
Just think what you'd be surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that, you know, decent pay attracts quality teachers and keeps them, because we've seen a brain drain over the last 10, 15, 20 years of really talented people saying, I'm tired of fighting the legislature. I'm going somewhere else where I'm appreciated. Can you blame them?
Not at all.
So tell me, is this a 501c3?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. And how many people right now are you working with, or which different schools or districts are you working with?
Well, we're going to start with the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are like 800 teachers, I believe, in that, you know, vicinity. And so we can't do the whole state. We need to start small.
Yeah,
and so,
sure.
Yeah. So we're starting with the public schools.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Will this eventually, you think, branch out to charter or private schools?
I don't know. Public schools right now is the focus.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, I believe, was a public school teacher. The other day I met a teacher that had been teaching 5 years in mm-hmm. this area, the Quad Cities area. He was certified, accredited, and all that. He was making $30,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably got a second job.
Right.
And it shouldn't be that way. And, you know, we're so supportive here in Northern Arizona. Like I said in the preface, we're so supportive here of first responders, you know, of retired military, of our current military, people like this who really serve the public. I think teachers kind of get left behind a little bit in that, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you remember having favorite teachers of your own from your days in school?
I do. Miss Wing and Miss Meredith.
Tell me about them.
Well, Miss, my story's kind of interesting, and I don't really tell people this because...
Oh, no one's listening. Go ahead. Just you and me.
My first day of school, I had an experience where I came out with the belief that I was retarded.
Really?
Yes. And so I went through my whole school years trying not to learn anything. I didn't find out. I didn't have testing until I was 41. And, of course, I found out I wasn't retarded, but I had lived my whole life, you know, from that first moment in first grade where Miss Bresser put me on a stool in front of the class, and every time a child would do something she didn't like, she would yell, "Do you want to be retarded like Gretchen?"
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew what that meant because our ironing lady had a retarded son, and his name was Jack, and he couldn't drive, he couldn't do anything. And so I had just seen The Wizard of Oz the week before, and that teacher looked exactly like the witch, the
Wicked Witch of the West.
So when she called my name, she looked like the witch, so I covered my eyes and that pissed her off. And so she carried me to the front of the class and slammed me on that table.
Oh my goodness.
So I sat there all day. And anyway, when I left, I went in my car with my mother.
Yeah.
And I think the connection that I made with this woman in the store was she felt fatalistic. She felt like no hope. Nothing that she can do is going to, you know, make a difference.
Yeah.
And so when I was that little five-year-old girl, that's how I felt. Anyway, you asked about my positive teacher.
Yeah, I was going to say that after a first negative, experience like that could turn you off teachers forever.
Right.
You just had a bad one.
Yeah.
Early on.
Right. So then the next year was Miss Wing. I dearly loved her. She had a Carol Channing smile, and she kind of looked like olive oil. I just loved her.
Tall and skinny. Popeye!
Yeah.
Sure.
And then in fourth grade, I had Miss Meredith, who was wonderful. So I don't feel badly now about what happened because I feel this has led me to my destiny.
Mm.
Which is sometimes when we have wounds, they lead to our destiny if we are willing to heal them.
Wow.
So anyway, being really upset with the injustice that's gone on with our teachers, I've always been an activist type,
mm-hmm.
compassion, caring, and healing justice. Not revenge, but healing justice.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I'm just not going to take it anymore. And the things that we're doing are really fun. We're doing fundraisers. We're the first one is June 26th at mm-hmm. Antelope Hills at 3:00. It's a helicopter ball drop.
Okay, sure.
Have you ever seen one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, it's very exciting. And then after that, we have an after party. And we're doing that, and then we're taking like July and part of August to brainstorm all of our ideas. We have these really fun, fantastic fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't really want to talk about them very much now because mm-hmm. we want to talk about them later when we've brainstormed it.
Sure.
But anyway, everything that we do is fun. We're through being miserable and fighting against something. We're starting to create something for the teachers. One thing that we would like is rest and relaxation vouchers from the local stores
mm-hmm.
so that teachers can feel like they are human beings in this transition.
Sure.
I know that eventually Arizona is going to value teachers. And I'm very happy that I happened to come to the very first district in the state, which is Prescott Unified.
Now, how do you decide which teachers get these gift cards?
Well, we didn't want to humiliate the teachers at all, so we're making it so that teachers that feel they need help will just send an entry form on our website, a contact form.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we'll do is just confirm with their principal or look at the website to make sure they work at that school.
Mm-hmm.
And so annually, we'll be giving out the grocery gift cards. And so we're going to raise tons of money all year long and then give a substantial amount to the teachers that need help. And we first thought about, you know, single teachers with children. But then you think about there might be a married couple, one of the couple is paralyzed or something. And so we didn't want to have it that regimented. It's just on the honor system.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And how do people contact that website if they are in need?
Well, they don't do it yet because we have to raise money first.
Okay.
But our website is wevalueourteachers.org.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I would like teachers to do and anyone that cares about teachers is to go to our teacher page on that website. And there are some videos about I am a teacher. It talks about their destiny work,
mm-hmm.
how valuable it is, and all of that. So
nobody goes into teaching for the money.
No.
So
that's
it's got to be a labor of love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we learn as state budgets keep getting cut how many teachers have to shell out of their own pocket for basic school supplies. And that's just not right.
It's not right mm-hmm. at all.
You know, in addition to teachers who can contact that website if they need a grocery card, what about our local merchants and our business people who listen to the show? I bet they could provide some things too, couldn't they?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So what I would like to ask is that people go on our website, look at it. Mm-hmm. Every page has meaning. My cat Dazzle explains the facts. And like I say, we make everything fun. We're letting teachers know they're valued, mm-hmm. and we want people to join the fun. You know, that's what we say.
Yeah.
Teamwork for teachers. Our logo has, you know, people putting their arms up in the air.
Yeah.
And it's teamwork for teachers.
Well, you mentioned your favorite teachers growing up. My favorite was my first grade teacher, Mrs. Rao, who was probably in her 70s when I had her as a first grade teacher. And 30 years later, I was watching a local TV news at home in St. Louis, and there she was on the news.
Oh.
This is a good 30 years later. First of all, my God, she's still alive. And the reason they were interviewing her, she was still volunteering at a local hospital at the age of 103. And that is Mrs. Rao to a T. And her eyes were still twinkling, just like they always had in that classroom. But you talk about somebody who had found their life's work, helping other people.
Okay. This is one thing. I'm going to be 75 in September.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that the grand generation, that's what I call us, the grand generation, the people that want to create a meaningful life till
mm-hmm.
the end,
yeah.
they need to step in and fill in the gap here. Because the normal people that usually help with the schools and the activists and all of these people, they are busy.
Yeah.
They're tired. They're spent. They're all committed to what they're doing. So I'm going to put a call out to all the grand people
mm-hmm.
that have passion about this. And there was one project that I worked on in Sedona, and there was this woman that was sort of homebound, but she really cared about what we were doing. And so she made 2,000 phone calls from her home.
Wow.
And she felt so good about what she was doing, how she was contributing, and she wasn't just sitting in her home.
Mm-hmm.
She was creating a life worth living until the end.
Ugh.
I'll never forget her.
Well, that is a wonderful mission you're on. Once again, you can go to wevalueourteachers.org, right?
Yes.
And I also want to put a shout out to our local merchants who would like to contribute to make these things available for the teachers, correct?
Yeah, rest and relaxation vouchers,
mm-hmm.
donate money. We need some large donors. One thing I wanted to mention, go online and buy helicopter ball drop tickets. You can have a chance to win $1,000.
And that day coming up is, I believe,
June 26th. And then we're having one in September, one in October. And then next year we'll be having like 7 annually.
That would be great.
All of our other fun fundraisers. Yeah.
And that is Gretchen Vorbeck on behalf of We Value Our Teachers Foundation. Go to wevalueourteachers.org for more information, correct?
Thank you.
What a wonderful cause you have there. We are 100% in support of it. Thanks for joining us on Q&A. Hey, stay tuned. Our buddy Drew Hall is in the house. He will be coming in just a few minutes to talk about music and what he's up to, plus the name of his new band, which I can never quite pronounce. We'll talk about that. That's coming up next on today's Q&A. On the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live, KQNA.com.
This May and June, Cliff Castle Casino Hotel is giving you the chance to win $150,000. It's the 150K Spin and Win Giveaway. Earn entries to be one of the 10 qualifiers every Thursday in May and June from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Spin the wheel to see if you can win the grand prize of $150,000. Beat the heat and head on over for the 150K Spin and Win. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
The world's oldest rodeo began in 1888 and is still going strong today. The 132nd annual event in Prescott, Arizona. This traditional rodeo is packed with action, history, memories from generations, and is sure to be another year of great excitement at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds. Join us from July 1st through July 7th for world-class rodeo, as well as many family-friendly events taking place throughout the week. The support from the community is always terrific, and we couldn't do it without our sponsors who support us year after year. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Sippin' Whiskey reminds you to drink responsibly and make your next go-around a memorable one. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Sippin' Whiskey, proud to be part of the American West since 1866. Jack Daniel's, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Tickets and info are available at worldsoldestrodeo.com or by calling 928-445-4320. Presented by Coors.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, it's always great to have a friend in the studio. It's 2:28. We are back live with our buddy Drew Hall, one of the guitar masters of the area, who has taught an awful lot of people how to play guitar and to enjoy it a lot more and play a lot better. In fact, Drew is going to be headlining with Josh Halverson, a show coming up on the 22nd. That's a week from Saturday. Drew, give us the basics about that before Josh calls in here.
Cool. Well, basically, we're going to be doing a show at the Prescott Center for the Arts Theater. It's the first time I've done a full show there, and I thought it was a good venue for what we're doing. We're going to be doing acoustic music with percussion, and it's going to be Josh's music. He's an award-winning singer-songwriter, top 20 finalist from The Voice, someone I met last year when I was playing in Austin and just hit it off with and really enjoy working with, you know.
And you mentioned the percussion. This is not just any drummer, is it?
You're correct.
Stories Gigi can tell. Tell us about Gigi.
We'll have to have him on sometime now that I think about it. You know, maybe it was, we have another show at the Elks in July with the Sumatochias. But, yeah, Gigi was Mariah Carey's drummer for 14 years, played with Steve Winwood, Aretha Franklin, a laundry list of people, more people, Whitney Houston, Eric Martin, a bunch of people, amazing people. So, yeah, we're fortunate to have him on board, you know.
And you were here about 6 or 8 months ago to talk about the name of your band, which I can never pronounce because I flunked Latin in high school. So tell us the name of the band and where it comes from.
So that band, which we're doing our Elk show on July 27th, that is Sumatochias, which is the sum of all parts in Latin.
Ah, there we go. Very good. And where did the name come from? Who came up with that?
Actually, it came up by way of my wife, Rachel, and Gigi. While we were all sitting at Elgato Azul, we were having lunch, and they were saying, some of all parts, that's kind of what we are, you know. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that we go on, that's a good name, and it fits what we do.
Sure.
And so we decided to look up, what is the Latin pronunciation? And then you look up and see if other bands have that name, which
course,
they do not.
Yes.
Fortunately, there's really few band names left, though,
yeah.
I'll say that.
You know, it's funny because you look back over the course of rock music, and some band names have been chosen by blindly pointing to a page in the phone book.
Right.
And you go, how did that name come about? Well, that's how we did it. And you're going to live with that name? Well, this one will follow you pretty well, I believe. We're going to have a lot more coming up with Drew and Josh in just a moment after we take a break here for local and state news and weather. Coming back, more music talk with Drew Hall and Josh Halverson on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Arizona Fraud Squad presents Jam the Scam. Fight fraud. Fight on.
I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich. Fraud is everywhere. Repair fraud, moving fraud, phone fraud, sales fraud. And because it is everywhere, I need everyone's help. If you suspect a consumer fraud, call my office and bring it to our attention. We bring fraudsters to justice. Arizona Fraud Squad. You report it, we fight it. Go to azag.gov.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Moyers Heating and Cooling, Owls Auto Body, The Prescott Brewing Company, Wallach & Volk, Yavapai Block, Prescott True Value, Country Bank, Home Furnishings Direct, Cable One, Amco, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Merritt Propane, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Catholic Charities, and Grand Canyon Financial. D-backs visit the Philadelphia Phillies this afternoon at 4 a.m. 11:30 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Findlay Toyota Prescott offers you a way to keep your summer vacation on budget and have a quality certified pre-owned Toyota to carry you to fun and back. Hiking, biking, picnics, swimming, visiting family, whatever makes your summer, make the trip in a certified pre-owned Toyota from Findlay Toyota Prescott. Cars, trucks, minivans, sport utilities, crossovers, every Toyota certified pre-owned vehicle comes with a 12-month, 12,000-mile limited comprehensive warranty, a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. All backed by a 160-point inspection and Carfax report. Only the best of the best vehicles receive the Toyota certified seal of approval. With friendly, professional service, great selection, and a goal to never lose your business over price, not in the Quad Cities, not in Phoenix, not anywhere. Come see the brand new certified pre-owned Toyota lot, the smart alternative, from Findlay Toyota Prescott and at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com.
Hi, I'm Jamal McCoy, and here at Findlay Toyota Prescott, we are everybody's hometown dealer.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Tuesday the 11th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. It's budget time in Dewey-Humboldt, and town council meets at 6:30 tonight to consider funding requests.
One of those requests comes from the Coldwater Farms Conservancy. Last year, $2,500 was donated for the conservation easement on the farm as a bird oasis. The Conservancy is asking for an additional $2,500 to close on this easement in the coming weeks. Another request is from the Mayor Meals on Wheels organization. The budget request presentations will take place at Dewey-Humboldt Town Hall on Highway 69. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
The Chino Valley Town Council meets at 6 tonight to consider new business development.
The town owns a substantial amount of land near Jerome Junction. Yavapai College and the Chino Valley Equestrian Park are located nearby. 200 acres of that property has been set aside for a business park made up of 5 separate parcels. The Chino Valley Town Council meeting will be held at Town Hall on Highway 89. I'm Nate Canuel reporting.
Sunny, dry, very warm. Highs today through a very windy Thursday from 89 to 92. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, cooling after bedtime to a cloudy, then clearing 60, with Thursday's winds cooling Friday's and Saturday's highs to about 84. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to 100 today, 102 tomorrow, and a windy Thursday, blowing in cooler highs Friday and Saturday, around 95, with a partly cloudy overnight low near 64. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperort, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperort of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
The Republican Women of Prescott are honored to host Governor Mike Huckabee on August 3rd at the Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. Events start at 7 p.m. Please come join us for an informative and fun-filled evening. The governor has promised reasonable opinions and a no-nonsense analysis of the challenges facing our great country today. Tickets start at $32 and are available at the box office or online at ycpac.com. Proceeds benefit RWAP Scholarship Fund. Hope to see you there.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:37. We have Drew Hall in the studio. On the phone, we have Josh Halverson. Josh, welcome to the show. You'll be sharing the stage at the Elks Theater.
Prescott Center for the Arts.
Oh, I'm sorry. sorry about that. Prescott Center for the Arts. That's the main stage, no doubt, right?
Yes.
Very good. With Drew Hall, that'll be coming up a week from Saturday. Josh, tell us about your musical background. Well, who your heroes were growing up and how you got involved in this business.
Hey, how you doing? It's been good. I mean, I've been writing songs for the past 15 years. I grew up out in the middle of nowhere, Texas, out in the country, where a lot of greats grew up, like Buddy Holly and Waylon Jennings and John Denver, that area outside of Lubbock. And grew up in a cowboy Indian household. My mom's Native American, my dad's a rancher, so it was pretty wild growing up. But it inspiring for music, and how you write songs for, the release of creating art, and it's helped me a lot through life. And
now, Josh, when you've been writing songs now for 15 years, and I always ask musicians this question: when you're writing a song, generally, which comes first, the lyrics or the melody?
I don't know. I'm inspired by music a lot. The melody, it stirs up emotions. But that's where the release is gained, stir up your emotions, and the subject matter comes up, and then start writing based on that subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always worked with me.
And I was asking Drew just before the break who his musical heroes are. Who are the people whose songs might be on your Spotify or your iPad or your personal music list?
Oh, gosh, man, it's out there. But I was first inspired by soul music because they just seem to always put their heart and soul on the table for the audience to see and experience and connect with and connect their own feelings to what they're seeing, the feelings they're seeing on stage, and it just builds community off of that,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's coming up just a week from Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Prescott Center for the Arts main stage. Before we go any further, we want to let our listeners know that there are only about how many tickets left, Drew?
33.
33 tickets left. So if you want to see Drew Hall, Josh Halverson, and Gigi Gonaway, you better act now. You want to call 445-3286 or go online to pca-az.net for Josh Halverson with Drew Hall and Gigi Gonaway coming up to the main stage. Josh, when you're on stage, let me ask you this. I always ask every guitarist this question because I do the movie reviews for this radio station, and I've seen a lot of movies where there's a musician. When you're watching a TV show or a movie, can you tell when the guy playing the guitar is faking it?
I don't know. There's some really good actors out there these days. So it may be a little tough, but yeah, totally. I can definitely tell when they're playing it, singing to a background track or something else. You know?
How about you, Drew? Can you tell?
Yeah, you can tell. It has to do with if they're holding a chord shape that's at all like a real chord.
Sure.
That chord doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in fact, I can't remember who I was talking to. I think it was a classical singer who I said, this singer says he has a 4-octave range. And he just shook his head and said, no, he doesn't. No such thing. Sorry. So we have some fun talk with musicians here. So, Josh, tell me some of the favorite places you've played and the favorite kinds of songs you've done in public or on the stage.
Oh, dang. Favorite places I've played is... Well, back the fall this last year, I got to play at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
Whoa.
And that was a big accomplishment.
Mm.
And so it was in a big crowd, too, so it was a real milestone in my career. And
Now, you said when you grew up, you were hearing music from all over, a real wide variety of music. When you got your very first guitar, you were how old?
My dad always played songs for us growing up, and then I probably got my first guitar. Well, I grew up on piano.
Oh, really?
I was playing piano from when I was 5 years old until I started chasing girls when I was a teenager.
Can't hold the piano around.
Josh, Drew and I both were waiting for you to say that because I've interviewed so many guitarists. I would ask them, why'd you pick up the first guitar? Girls, man. I don't blame him for giving up the piano for the guitar. It's pretty hard to carry a piano around. Now, Drew, of course, does a lot of guitar lessons around town. When you were a kid learning to play the piano, were you taking lessons all the time?
I don't know. I never really took lessons with the guitar. I just kind of based it off what I'd learned at the piano. Patterns of the guitar, but as far as like I process it all in piano, I see my scales all and keys in my head and just can translate it into the guitar. So it's just kind of been this deal that I've worked through myself. I probably should take some lessons from Drew, actually.
Hey, on that note, Drew, let me ask you this. When people come to you, obviously they're interested in playing a guitar. It's what they want to do.
Sure.
What are the biggest gaps in their knowledge? What do you have to teach them? Do a lot of them come to you just wanting to play the guitar, but they don't know music?
Somewhat. I think usually the gaps tend to be technical. You know, they've been in a spot where they've tried to maybe go on YouTube or something like that, and maybe they've been holding their right hand wrong for 3 years, and then they've had to, adjust that, and they kind of hit a wall, and they need to break through it. But, usually it tends to be technical, and it's super easy fixes, to make it so that they can be more efficient, I guess,
Sure. So what determines whether or not a guitar player uses a pick?
Oh, you should do both, both depending on your situation, If you certain things are pick things, certain things are finger style, but kind of nice to be able to do both, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Josh, tell me what it takes to shop for a guitar. Now, I realize that guitar stores don't really have the No Stairway to Heaven sign on the wall like we saw in Wayne's World. But
I worked in one that did anyway.
They should, yeah. Tell me what goes into selecting a guitar. What are you looking for the first time you pick it up?
I don't know, man. I think it's a lot like, I think the guitar picks you. And so it's really feeling it. And I mean, everybody has their little things that they do, like hold the headstock and hit the G string and feel the vibration or the resonance and all that stuff. But I really just hold the guitar, and I like a lot of old instruments, so I just kind of try to feel the spirit of the instrument. And like my guitar now, her name's Gigi, and she's 1952 J45 that I just like am in such a relationship with, you know. That's how I pick guitars. They pick me, you know.
Drew, do you name your guitars?
I have it, but I think I should.
It didn't hurt B.B. King, did it?
No, it's a good point.
He and Lucille made quite a pair.
So we'll have two Gigi's on stage.
Yeah,
we'll
wouldn't that be... Look at this, Josh, because Gigi Ganaway has played with so many big stars. What kinds of stories are you going to ask him about? What kind of questions are you going to ask Gigi?
Gosh, I mean, what was it like being on the road with Mariah Carey, first of all? I mean, I've had a crush on her since I was probably... I don't know.
Yeah.
A long time ever since she started. She's cool, man. Her voice is like powerful.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you know, if you ever watch the TV talent shows like American Idol, X Factor, stuff like this, it seems like half or more of the young women singers try to sing like Mariah Carey or Whitney Houston, and nobody can do that, can they?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when it comes to being on the road, when's the longest sustained road trip you've been on while playing music?
I don't know. When you do it full time, it kind of feels like you're always on the road. So it's just like never ending. But I guess as far as tours, I've done 2.5 months.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hard. I mean, I haven't done that in a while because I've had a couple kids since then, but it looks like the ball's starting to really roll, and we'll be at those 2.5 month marks here pretty quick.
Wow. You know, Drew, I've asked in past interviews with Drew what it must be like to be a touring musician when you are doing like a worldwide tour and you're gone for several months at a time, and it seems like all you see is hotel rooms, the driver taking you to the venue, and you see the guy at the flashlight guiding you from the dressing room onto the stage. And that can be real easy to confuse what town you're in, can't it?
Yeah. Totally, I know, but every town is a different world. Mm-hmm. So the people that you meet, it's totally different communities that are connected through love, but like on different islands, you know. So it's really cool. That's the best part of it all, is connecting with the different people that you meet in a different town, because everybody has their own social bubble, you know.
Sure.
So it's like all communities that are all coming together, that are just from different spectrums, and really cool. That's the fun part of it.
Well, I'm excited for you to see Prescott. We played together in Austin last year when I met Josh. And
oh, this will be your first time in Prescott,
the first
Josh?
Time.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a little bit of advice that I give to every performer that I talk to coming to this area. If you come out on the stage, do not ever say, "Good evening, Prescott." Even though that's the spelled Prescott, but don't say Prescott, because you'll have about 200 people yelling back at you, "Prescott!" So just a little bit of helpful advice here. I know Drew has probably heard from other people too.
It's
right?
True, and I say Prescott. I mean, it's not Skitsdale, but we'll, you know, that's all right. We'll figure that out. Right? Yeah, but But, you know, I'm excited for Josh to get to see this community and what we have here. This is such a cool music town. We got so many people supporting us. I mean, like we said, we got 33 tickets left. I mean, that's that's killer, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's just, I think they're going to really dig his music like I do, you know? And for me, it's like when we played in Austin and then we played in Phoenix last year. I'm just like, I want to play these songs again. I want to work more with him. Like, we had such a great time playing together that it's just going to be cool to do it in hometown, you know?
And isn't it cool when you're on stage with somebody you've only played with once or twice and you can feel the sinking, can't you? The S-Y-N-C sinking, can't you?
Totally.
Yeah, that's got to be a tremendous feeling when you're on the same page and you're live and you know it's working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Drew and Gigi are some of the best players in the country, so.
Yeah,
thank you. It's going to be such an honor to play with them.
Sure.
You know, the connection is just going to be so powerful, and the amount of energy that's coming off the stage and then also reciprocated back from the audience. Is just, there's going to be a lot of light in this situation, and I think it's going to inspire and influence a lot of people, everybody that's in the room, including us. So I look forward to that.
And we know you'll all be bringing your A game. We look forward to that. And that is a week from Saturday. That's the 22nd at 7 p.m. at the Prescott Center for the Arts. That's going to be a unique performing venue for you because it's an old Catholic church. And those seats, they rise dramatically right in front of you. So everybody will have a real good view of you and of the stage. Right, Drew?
Yeah, that's a really cool theater. It's going to be fun.
Good place to play. Josh Halverson, thanks for joining us today on Q&A. You and Drew and Gigi. Knock 'em dead next Saturday.
Oh, thank you so much. It was good to talk to you too.
You betcha. Have a great time.
Thank you, man. Drew, I'll talk to you soon.
Drew, this is just wonderful what we're talking about here because, again, only 33 seats left, so we want you to make sure you're not left out. So make sure you go online to pca-az.net or get on the phone right now and call 445-3286 and reserve your tickets to see Drew Hall, Josh Halverson, and Gigi Gonaway at the Prescott Center for the Arts on the 22nd at 7 p.m. In the meantime, any final words, Drew?
No, that's about it. Thank you so much for having me on. We're looking forward to the show. It's going to be I always bring in people that I just love their music, you know.
Yeah,
that's what it's about for me. So it's going to be a good time. It's fun to share it with everyone.
Looking forward to it. That is Drew Hall. We'll be back in just a moment with some final words and the guests for tomorrow's show. Keep in mind, no talk of a town today. We have baseball coming up at 4 o'clock after Ben Shapiro. Stay tuned on Q&A, the talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m. 99 or 95.5 FM, kqna.com.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live. As I said before, you'll have a couple of great classics to choose from at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley tonight at 7 o'clock. You have The Shining, starring Jack Nicholson and Shelley Duvall, and the Hitchcock classic starring Cary Grant, North by Northwest. When they film North by Northwest, Jesse Royce Landis, who plays Cary Grant's mother, she was only 7 years older than Cary Grant. Of course, it could be worse. Remember the Manchurian Candidate? Poor Angela Lansbury, she was only 3 years older than Lawrence Harvey, and she was playing his mother. Also in North by Northwest, the scene where the crop duster is chasing and shooting at Cary Grant, that was filmed with a real airplane, while the shot where the plane crashes into the fuel truck was done using models of both the truck and the plane. Hollywood magic. James Mason, who always plays such an evil guy with that amazing voice, he suffered a severe heart attack shortly after filming ended. And during their escape, Cary Grant says to Eva St. Marie, "I see you've got the pumpkin," meaning Van Damme's statue containing microfilm. As our older listeners and historians already know, that's a reference to Alger Hiss and the Pumpkin Papers case. Regarding The Shining, to get Jack Nicholson in the right agitated mood, he was only fed cheese sandwiches for 2 weeks. Why? Because he hates cheese sandwiches. That's why he was always so agitated on film. According to Shelley Duvall, the infamous "Here's Johnny" scene took 3 days to film, and the use of 60 doors, which of course he chopped into pieces. And the snowy maze you see near the conclusion of the movie outside the hotel, that was actually 900 tons of salt and crushed styrofoam. So enjoy North by Northwest or The Shining tonight at the Harkins in PV. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then Diamondbacks baseball at 4 o'clock. Join me back here tomorrow with my guest Hope Hooper from PV Parks and Rec, John Ohanessian for Walker Day, and we'll also have Carla Burkett for Shakespeare in the Pines. That's Q&A tomorrow at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.